This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Until we get almost everybody vaccinated globally, we still won't be fully back to normal.
And who's Bill Gates? Bill Gates is like, he developed the company called Microsoft. But why is he being accepted as some type of expert on anything to do with health and vaccines? I mean, this is really bizarre. But
not in fear, we're opposed to what Bill Gates is saying, that it'll never go back to being the same until we get the shot.
He's suing Merck Pharmaceutical.
This is the Dean Show.
Greetings of peace. Welcome to the Dean Show. And we have health educator Jim Marlow on the Dean Show. How you been?
I'm healthier than ever and stronger than ever, Eddie. How are you?
I'm good, thank God. Alhamdulillah, as we say. So you're also, for people that don't know, you were the former chief nutritionist for Dr. Mercola for some time also at the Optimal Health Wellness Center.
Yeah, at the Optimal Wellness Center. Yeah. In the glory days of the Optimal Wellness Center, as I like to say.
So there's a video that's gone viral. It's kind of going around, and it's gotten people concerned. And it has to do with health. So we're bringing on a health expert on the show to get your reaction to it.
Sure.
So we'll get into this video and hear what you have to say.
A board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G, this one has the usual non-human DNA, like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent, the dye is called luciferase. And under a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't. And the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots. And they, like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activity, sexual activity, these drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26, 2020, applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode and connect each of us to cryptocurrency so that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data and what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning, and everyone should be concerned given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So I would ask, why do we need anything like this? Because it goes far beyond those pandemics of old, smallpox and so on. This is very different. The plan here is to vaccinate the entire world. And the narrative that we're being sold is things will not go back to normal until everyone is vaccinated.
Because until we get almost everybody vaccinated globally, we still won't be fully back to normal.
So it starts off with, because we've heard this common mantra that Bill Gates has put out, that we won't go back to normal until everybody's vaccinated. So she started off with her credentials. Mm-hmm. So you start to see that she has some, what you would think, some credibility. But is she just outright lying? Is she making this stuff up?
No.
Is there some truth here?
Of course. Yes, this is this.
Have you heard of these terms and things that she's talking about?
Yes,
you have?
Yes, I have from a number of reliable resources. And I would emphasize that I think the best resource I know of for the truth about vaccines that you don't get from the mainstream media, that you don't get from conventional medicine, that you certainly don't get from the drug companies other than the vaccine insert. And when that's where they acknowledge how harmful the vaccine can be to someone's health, and the vaccine insert, all the different health problems that can manifest from taking the vaccine. The drug companies do identify that, but unfortunately the vast majority of people are not familiar with that. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a very committed truth teller about vaccines, he's got an organization called Children's Health Defense, and I would strongly recommend that people check out his website, Children's Health Defense, and actually become a member. This is
What's it called?
Children's Health Defense, an organization started by Robert F. Kennedy Jr. His father was Robert F. Kennedy, who tragically was assassinated in 1968. And his uncle, of course, was John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated in 1963 when he was the president of the United States. Anyway, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is quite the champion of truth about vaccines. But I'm familiar with all this information that Dr. Christine Northrup.
He has a quote, because a lot of times if you bring up this topic, people put a label on you and they'll call you anti-vax, anti-this.
Right.
He has a great quote, because he was also trying to get the mercury out of fish.
Right.
And he says, look, just because I was trying to get the mercury out of fish doesn't mean I'm anti-fish.
Right.
It's just like somebody who's trying to make, let's say, those seats for children,
right,
you know, the baby seats in cars safer. You don't call them somebody who's trying to get rid of baby car seats, right? So he's trying to amp up the safety testing and all these other things. But you kind of get a negative stigma if you just even talk about this topic,
mm-hmm,
if you question anything.
Yeah.
But she's a medical doctor. She has a lot of credentials. Did she say she's also a professor in this area? She had a long list of credentials.
Right.
She's questioning
it. Who's Bill Gates? Bill Gates is a college dropout, you know, who is associated with the tech industry, and you know, he developed the company called Microsoft. But why is he being accepted as some type of expert on anything to do with health and vaccines? I mean, this is really bizarre. But I know the answer. He pays for all of this.
Yeah.
He pays for his time in the mainstream.
They say he couldn't get viruses out of the computers.
Out of his computer, right.
How is he trying to get them out of the human being?
Yeah. Well, So
from watching this, she's very concerned. So we're trying to see, okay,
any conscious human being should be concerned about this. And I'm familiar with everything she said in that presentation that you played. But the one thing I take issue with is both she and the interviewer referred to this really bizarre Frankenstein concoction of of chemical products as a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. This is something really, really bizarre and has nothing to do with generating an immune system response. It's being sold as a vaccine, but what in there, that the concoction of bizarre ingredients that it contains, what in there is supposed to are people generate an immune system response?
Is this really are people just making this up? Are just people trying to sell books? Are just
this is really
you've investigated this also? Is this something that's down the pipeline? That's something that's being put together in the works?
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s organization, Children's Health Defense, if you go there, he's got a lot of
postings. Talks about this?
Well, I don't know that he specifically addressed it in the same way that Dr. Christine Northrup, who's the doctor who's speaking on that excerpt that you played. But this is not anything new to me. I mean, I've read about this. I've heard about this from a variety of sources over this year. There's one of my favorite really dedicated truth seekers, finders, and tellers that, as I like to call them, that I've been following for many, many years, is John Rappaport. John Rappaport is 82 years young this year. John has his own website called No More Fake News. And although he's not a healthcare practitioner, he's been an investigative journalist, independent researcher for many, many years. And for the last 40 years or so, his special area of investigative journalism has been medical fraud. And in regard to this, this is something that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is very knowledgeable about. I saw a debate of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and a very well-known Harvard professor, lawyer by the name of Alan Dershowitz a while back, within the last month or so.
They had a debate, right?
Yeah, they had a debate in regards to vaccines. And Dershowitz made the point at one point that he questioned, well, why would the drug companies that are producing vaccines, it doesn't make sense to him that they would, develop anything that could be intentionally harmful for people. And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. came back with the point, all of the vaccine manufacturers, all of the companies that are vaccine manufacturers, they're all convicted felons. They're all convicted felons because of fraud and corruption. And they've all paid out billions of dollars in fines because of the felonies that they've committed. But we're all everybody's supposed to trust them, trust that, they only have good intentions and that they care about producing vaccines that are going to be effective for people and safe for people, and they don't care about want to hurt anybody. The fact of the matter is, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. also teaches, there are no vaccines that go through any type of safety testing. And it was in the 1980s, 1986, that Congress actually, they basically absolved all vaccine manufacturers of any liability. That is, if someone takes a vaccine and they're injured or even killed, you can't sue the vaccine manufacturer. Although there is what is known as a vaccine court. A vaccine court ultimately has to do with there is some financial compensation for people, for families of vaccine injured children or kids that have died. But that doesn't come from the drug companies. That comes, I do believe, from our taxpayers. And in this vaccine court, there have been, I think it's over $4 billion have been paid out through this vaccine court for people who have been injured or killed by vaccines. And so the vaccine companies have no liability whatsoever. They're all convicted felons, as again, as Robert F. Kennedy Jr. makes the point. You know, he is currently actively involved in suing a vaccine manufacturer. He's suing Merck Pharmaceutical for their Gardasil vaccine, three different counts of fraud in regards to the development of this vaccine. And there's a very educational consciousness-raising presentation that the Children's Health Defense has of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. going through all the details of the fraud behind the Gardasil vaccine that Merck has developed. And so I think, you know, people have got to be very, very careful, more careful than ever in regards to where you put your trust. And I think it's always most valuable for health to trust your own body, your own God-given immune system, your own God-given ability to be healthy or to restore health where health has been lost, if you're getting your nutrition and other fundamental self-care practices right enough. And I'd like to spend some time, Eddie, if you agreeable to this, to talking about what people can do to strengthen themselves within, strengthen their own immune systems.
Yeah. Tell me, before we get to that, Jim, she talked about something of this shot actually changing, going in to change the DNA.
Yeah.
What does she mean by that?
Yeah, well, I don't know the details of it, Eddie, but this is something that I first encountered in the writings of John Rappaport, No More Fake News, earlier this year. Again, he's his special area of investigative journalism has been medical fraud for like the last 40 years. And he was writing about this not only earlier this year when the whole COVID and the lockdowns began, but I do believe he actually was onto this last year, even in some of his blogs about some of the bizarre technology that was being developed and labeled as a vaccine. But I don't think that's the right word to use here. Mm-hmm. I mean, so like I said, I take issue with the fact that Dr. Christine Northrup and the interviewer were referring to this thing as a vaccine. I don't think that's how it should be thought of. But of course, that's the way it's going to be marketed because, the average person who's not educated, you know, has this, they've been programmed to believe that vaccines are good. And so this is going to be a good thing.
Now, you've been in this field almost 40 years. You've been studying the health, nutrition, the science of nutrition. You've really put your life into this. And when you hear things...
Yes, in every way. I live what I teach, yes.
Yeah, you own up to it, definitely. You see people... What about when you hear the common response that the benefits outweigh the harms? So, yeah, like you mentioned, this amount that's been paid out, but it's small and minuscule compared to all the great benefits that come from these shots.
Yeah. Well, yeah, according to Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who knows this issue better than anybody else I know, the benefits are always exaggerated, you know, understandably so, by the drug companies and the medical establishment that are promoting the vaccines. And human beings were around for a long, long time, you know, before vaccines were ever developed. And I think it's natural for people to be healthy if they're taking care of themselves well enough. You don't have to be perfect, but we all have a God-given ability. We all have a God-given intelligence and capability within us to be healthy. The direction of our life force energy is always toward healing and health. Every cell of your body knows how to be healthy. It wants to be healthy. It's always trying to be healthy. That is the direction of our life force energy. But health is not magically realized. We need to get our self-care practices right enough to support that God-given intelligence and capability within us to be healthy. And of course, nutrition is a big part of our self-care practices.
Yeah.
And I think it's absolutely criminal that there's been no attention during the whole COVID lockdown thing to what people can do to help themselves, to strengthen themselves within. You know, the only thing people are being told is, you know, wear a mask and do an exaggerated avoidance of other people, that they want people to just kind of mindlessly parrot as social distancing. It's not social distancing, it's antisocial behavior. But, you know, and the only thing that's going to save us, according to Phil, the college dropout Bill Gates, is, is a vaccine. But, you know, and it the whole thing is so bizarre, Eddie. It's like, you know, the major symptoms of this illness is supposed to be various kinds of respiratory distress. And I found it really curious from the very beginning. This is supposed to be about protecting people and saving lives. They weren't even, you know, the so-called experts, the public health bureaucrats weren't even emphasizing to people that if you're a smoker, stop or at the very least cut down. Okay. That wasn't even being emphasized. Okay. No one was being encouraged to eat healthier. No one was being encouraged to improve their self-care practices, like, you know, be sure to get a good night's sleep, you know, get some daily enjoyable exercise, activity, you know, all the basics of health. You know, none of this has been emphasized. And so I think that's absolutely criminal, you know, because there's always much we can do to improve our health, strengthen ourselves within, or support our body's ability to recover if we do get knocked off balance. For instance, Christine Northbrook made the very relevant point that over 99% of the people that are labeled with this illness, they recover. Well, how do they recover? Well, it's because they have a God-given intelligence and capability to know how to rebalance when they get knocked off balance for any reason. And again, you don't have to get your nutrition or other self-care practices perfect, but you need to get your nutrition and other self-care practices right enough to support your body's ability to heal, to rebalance, especially when you get knocked off balance.
I like how you keep mentioning the Creator. You keep saying God. And you've seen a lot of these people in institutions, and a lot of these people, these scientists and people who are up there, some of the ones calling the shots, many of them have gone away from that. They don't even, you know, just uttering that word, you know, it, and then looking deeper like you. You told me one time, you said that you're just amazed that the more you look into, was it the cell of the human, was it the cell of the human body? That
yeah.
It just evidence, it's overwhelming that there's no way this can happen by chance. Can you repeat
right.
what you said?
Well, what I shared with you, Eddie, is that as I deepened my knowledge and understanding about the absolutely wondrous miracle of biochemical activity going on in the cells of our body, if I needed it, which I really didn't, but it strengthened my belief in a divine creator, in God. Because there's no way this just happened. The intelligence within us is absolutely profound. Unfortunately, it's all too common for people to take this for granted, to take this incredible intelligence, you know, for granted. You know, it's a sorry part of human nature that we take everything that's going right in our bodies for granted. We take all of our health. We take all of our abilities that are part of everyday life, being able to think, being able to move your body, being able to take nutrition into your body that then gets digested, absorbed, assimilated, and utilized. And you know, this is This is what supports the activity of the cells, gives the brain cells and muscle cells and immune cells the nutrients they need to function, to do work. And also nutrients provide building blocks for our body. Our body's constantly going through a process of breaking down old cells and replacing old cells that are being broken down with new cells. I mean, this is absolutely wondrously incredible. And the intelligence and capability to be healthy that's within all of us is something that is certainly worthy of the greatest respect that we're capable of giving ourselves.
In the last few minutes that we have, I just want to share with you, because you mentioned God, you mentioned nutrition, food. There's one verse that comes to mind, and I want you to comment on this, because it's going to go into giving some tips how we can strengthen ourselves and our immune system. Where in the Quran, this verse is repeated a few times. One in particular, it says, "Oh, you who believe, eat of the good things." It's called tayyibat. Tayyibat, you can be translated as pure, organic, like just pure, pure good food. Eat of the good foods that I have provided for you, and be grateful to God. You know, it's interesting why God Almighty, he's telling us, this is from the Quran, he's saying eat. He's, you know, talking about eat the good food. Eat the, you know, this is what you often say. I got this from you. Eat real food, avoid fake food.
You got
so
it.
This also could be synonymous with eating the real food.
Sure. Okay.
And also, you don't sell supplements. You're not trying to sell a book. As in the years that I've known you, you're just trying to get people to eat the tayyibat food, the good food that God Almighty has given us. And you're trying to get people to get the nutrition and everything they need from that food. Like, for example, you gave my father a good recipe the other day. And you give people this recipe, like, say, for constipation.
Mm-hmm.
Someone can go and get a drug that's going to have an effect of maybe getting them to relieve themselves of the constipation, but it's going to have like 10, 20 different side effects, and then it's going to cause you to get on another drug, and then it's just a cocktail of drugs. But he followed your recommendation, and it wasn't a supplement or anything. It was just spinach and celery.
Yeah, well, I think it's important to mention organic spinach and celery, and to juice it to concentrate that nutritional value in celery.
And that worked. It worked. So that was a medicine, and it goes back to one of the statements, let food be your medicine, medicine be your food. I think that was by Hippocrates.
Very good, Eddie.
So
yes.
You treat the food as medicine, right? So talk about that now in closing, what people can do at these times to kind of strengthen what you said God Almighty gave us, our immune system, so we can, God willing, be healthier.
Yeah. So remember the basics, Nutrition 101, which I emphasized on my very first appearance on The Dean Show, which is if you want to be real healthy, then eat real food. And real food is simple food that does not come with a label with a list of ingredients. As you said, eat real food, don't eat fake food. Honor your body with the best quality real food that is available to you that you can afford. That's like a foundation upon which to build better health.
So just by doing that right there, I mean, that can really change a person's life. Cutting out all the fake foods, everything like in the middle of the aisles is like over 100,000 fake food items. So any of those items that you try to pick up the ingredients, you can't pronounce, you can't just throw that stuff away. Eat the real food.
Yeah. Yeah. And because there's no one diet that is going to be right for everybody, and because there's no one particular food that's going to be right for everybody, because, you know, people can be allergic to, you know, to just about any food, you know, and some people can't digest certain foods. So it's important to listen to your body, trust what your body is telling you as far as, you know, what foods, what meals are right for you and what meals, you know, don't seem to be right for you, or what, you know, you've learned from your own experience. It's just, it's not right for you. So always listen to your own body. Your own body will always tell you one way or another what is right for you and what is not right for you in regards to what you're eating and drinking, if you pay attention. And everybody should pay attention to their own experience. There's one thing that could have been emphasized at the very beginning of this whole thing earlier this year, in addition to encouraging people to stop smoking, or at the very least cut down on it. But there was another thing. This is really basic, and this is really solid, that is good for everybody's immune system and health, and that is to avoid concentrated processed sugars and also starches, because sugar actually is known to paralyze immune cell activity. Like on standard of care blood tests and the CBC and the complete blood count, they always have a white blood cell count. The white blood cell count is that's a measure of the number of immune cells that you have in your bloodstream. The immune cells are comprised of, there's typically five that are measured on blood tests as well. There's the total white blood cell count, and then there's something called the differential. The differential is very simply the breakdown of the different kinds of white blood cells, immune cells, that comprise your total white blood cell count. And the five different kinds of white blood cells that are on standard of care blood tests, if you've recently done a blood test that contains a CBC, you should see on there that you have a measure of neutrophils, lymphocytes, monocytes, eosinophils, and basophils. And those are the specific kinds of white blood cells, immune cells also. Immune cells, white blood cells, they're synonymous, interchangeable terms. Those are the immune cells that comprise your total white blood cell count. And it's well known that sugar, especially like the amount of sugar that you would get like in most sodas or in a variety of different sweets, sugar actually can paralyze the activity, that is the movement of these white blood cells in your bloodstream. That is, it really stops their activity. And of course, you do not want to do that. And it's like you could call it a nutritional no-brainer. If they really wanted to protect people and save lives, there could have been so much accomplished by encouraging people to, you know, at the very least, cut out or cut at least way down on refined and processed sugars and starches. The reason you want to include starches as well, because starches, like, you know, what you get from white products like white bread, that breaks down into sugar very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. So you can never go wrong with that. I mean, it's just, you know, I've been saying for years that, you know, as simple as it sounds, it's actually, unfortunately, a huge accomplishment in our American culture for people of all ages, you know, not just kids, but adults, to get to a point in their life where they're no longer hurting themselves with something that they're eating and drinking every day. Almost everybody does, you know, but you don't have to do this. You can, when you stop hurting yourself with something you're eating or drinking every day, something that you know is not healthy, but you do it anyway for a variety of different reasons. But once you stop doing that, you definitely will free up energy for your body to be healthier, because when you're putting junk into your body, when you're putting fake food into your body, it's energy expensive for your body to basically, you know, try to compensate for that, try to deal with it, try to detoxify it, you know. And the more energy your body is putting into stress response, you know, from all the different types of stress in our lives, including, you know, stressing your biology, you know, stressing your liver by putting fake foods into your body, you know, when the more energy your body's putting into stress response, the less energy your body has to work with for cellular repair and regeneration and healing. So anyway, honor your body with the best quality real food that's available to you that you can afford. And, you know, that's one of the wisest things anybody can do for their health.
And that would be a way where you can go and have confidence living life not in fear, where opposed to what Bill Gates is saying, that I'll never go back to being the same until we get this shot. We give him an alternative here, strengthen what God Almighty has given us.
Yes.
God willing, and we can be on a way to good health. And
well, more important than ever, Eddie, people have got to question the mainstream narrative, question you know, question these you know, self promoting you know, experts, you know, these you know, Gates wants everybody to see him as some kind of authority figure. I mean, that's just, when you, if you know his background, I mean, that's just ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. And yet, you know, when, but you've got you know, billions of dollars to work with, you can buy a lot. You can buy a lot of television time and buy a lot of public relations for yourself. Huh. You know,
so critical thinking is very important during
this time. Yes, huh? Question everything. It's
even
especially us, important.
People should question us.
Yes.
Question. We're not saying question. Yes. Just think. Right. Don't just be accepting everything that the mainstream media or the mainstream narrative is telling you.
No. I with people that ask for my guidance in regard to eating healthier and living healthier, I tell everybody, I don't hesitate to ask questions. You know, question me. You know, for one thing, asking questions is a good way to sprout dendrites. Dendrites are the connections between our brain cells, and you develop your intelligence. It also tells me that people are actively thinking about what I'm sharing with them. If I'm in session with someone and they're not asking me any questions, you know, I'm concerned. Are they really taking in? Are they really, you know, not only listening to me, but are they actually thinking about what I'm recommending? I always like questions. I like to be questions. Challenge me. Find out how deep my knowledge and understanding about nutrition goes. I like challenges. I like to sprout my own dendrites and continue to grow my intelligence and, you know, my God-given consciousness to understand myself, my biology, human biology in general, in the ever increasing challenging world in which we live in.
Jim, thank you very much. Thank you for going over that. Sharing many of the gems with us.
Yeah, thank you, Annie. Thanks for having me on the show once again. And I really admire the work that you do. You do a lot of really, really good work. You're addressing a lot of very important issues.
Thank you very much, Jim.
You're very welcome.
You. And if you like this episode of The Dean Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
Subscribe right now.